Hello and welcome to Vox Talks, a series of audio interviews with leading economists from around the world. I'm Viv Davis, it's the 18th of June 2014, and today's interview is with Philippe Weil, Professor of Economics at ULB and Chair of the CPR Business Cycle Dating Committee. The Dating Committee recently concluded that the available data do not justify declaring a turning point for aggregate economic activity in the Eurozone. I began the interview by asking Philippe to explain the recent findings of the committee in some more detail.
So we looked at the data that was available to us, we observed that the recession that we dated in terms of its beginning in the third quarter of 2011 had probably not ended, contrary to what many have said in the last year or so. So why is it that we find ourselves slightly at odds with the popular criterion of a two-quarter expansion in real GDP as defining the onset of an expansion, by which account, by the way, in this simple algorithm, the euro area has probably been an expansion since the first quarter of 2013. Because since the first quarter of 2013, we have observed, indeed, a string of positive but minuscule increases in your area real GDP. So if we were working only on the basis of the simple algorithm, like everybody else would have said, you know, that's the end of the recession. However, when we look at the data, we are worried by the fact that modest improvement in your economic activity since the beginning of 2013 is very feeble. So last October, we were worried that we didn't have enough data points because it had started only in the first quarter. In October, we had only two quarters available. So we said, you know, not enough data. How is this going to last or not? So we're worried about the length of the recovery of positive numbers. And we did say in October that to declare an expansion, we were worried about both the length and the strength of the recovery. Okay, now length we do have, okay, in the sense that there have been, as far as the data that are available today, four quarters, a whole year of positive but very small increase in real euro area real GDP. Cumulatively, just to be concrete, the improvement in euro area GDP from January 2013 to 14 has been less than 1%, which by all accounts is minuscule when you compare that to what typically we call a recovery. So in the past, if you look at euro area data, or even if you compare, even though we cannot exactly compare to what happens, let's say, in the United States, at the onset of recovery, there is usually a very solid growth in real GDP.
And what kind of percentage is that solid?
It's more, for instance, last recovery in the euro area, for the first year, it was more than 2% in 1 year. And here we have less than 1%. So coupled with that is the fact that labor markets are not doing very well. So it's typical indeed for the labor market to improve later than what we observe in macroeconomic aggregates like consumption, investment, or GDP. But in this case, you know, there is just no action whatsoever. And in particular, if you look at hours worked, they have not moved at all, almost, for a year. On top of this, there is a slight improvement, but very slight, we're talking minuscule numbers again, in the number of people working. But I remind you, these are people, I mean, these numbers come from the way people report themselves, okay? They're asked in surveys, are you working or not? And they might say yes or no. But the Eurostat publishes now measures of underemployment. So, for instance, they ask people, especially part-time workers, would you like to work more? Okay, and we see a very solid increase in the last year or so of the number of people, part-time workers, who report that they're being underemployed. So then, you know, we get worried about the fact that the very modest increase in employment that we observe might be due to people being pushed into part-time work, and which, in fact, is disguised, at least partly disguised, unemployment. So we don't know very much about the state of the labor market, but for sure, you know, this concords with the public feeling about what is going on. So what we felt that it was, you know, well, we do have a string of positive numbers of GDP, but the rest of economic activity doesn't look like it's picking up. In particular, there seems to be very little action as of January 2014, which are the latest data that are available, very little action on labor markets.
So how do you weight those two against each other?
Well, we don't actually. This is judgment. There is no fixed rule in any case. There is a possibility, and that's the one we in the end decided to choose, that this might be just a pause in a much longer recession. Okay, we don't know yet, actually. But first, there is one thing which I have to say, that in the current recession that started late 2011, if it is ongoing, is one in which the deterioration of economic activity has stopped, for sure. So there has been a slide downwards from third quarter of 2011 to, let's say, probably the first quarter of 2013. And then things have stabilized, but there is no sign of a pickup. And so we are kind of teetering. I don't want to call it an edge, because this would make you believe that we are going to fall afterwards. We don't know what's going to happen, and we don't forecast. But from there, you know, things could go either of three ways. If things were, as of now, starting to go downwards, okay, economic activity was going to starting to fall substantially. What this recession pause terminology that we have adopted guarantees or says is that we will probably judge that we will not treat a further deterioration as a new recession, but just as a continuation of the one that started late 2011. So that since the financial crisis, we will have had a first steep recession right after the financial crisis, followed by a short-lived but steep recovery, and a double deep recession, which paused for a while, and if things unfortunately go badly, continued later on. If there were a new decline in economic activity, we would treat it as a continuation of the previous recession.
But what is the difference then between a pause in the recession and a trough?
Okay, so time will tell. So now the second possibility, if I can turn to that one, is that as of, let's say, now, there would be now a strong increase in economic activity, which would be following a year, let's say 2013, grossly, in which things were kind of stable, but showing no signs of major improvement. Then probably we will declare, you know, that we will have, because then we would have the strength, that we would declare that this would constitute indeed an expansion, and we would in all likelihood date its beginning, and therefore the trough in economic activity, back to 2013 Q1. And this would be, in the end, an expansion that started slowly and then accelerated.
So the pause would become the beginning of expansion.
Exactly. So the future will tell. But as of now, we have no sign. We do not, as I said, we do not forecast. Okay, but given that this does not look, if you compare what has happened in terms of overall activity for the last year or so to what happened in previous expansions in the euro area, this doesn't look like an expansion. And that's what bothers us so far. So there is a third possibility, is that we continue, you know, quarter after quarter after quarter for quite a while, with these measly increases in euro area economic activity. We grow overall, let's say, at a rate of less than 1% per year. So, you know, the accumulation of small increases ends up being a bit more substantial, and we will end up having to declare, you know, that this long period of very modest increases in activity constitute, let's say, a new normal or a new type of expansion in the euro area. And we would probably again date its beginning back to 2013 Q1. And we would say, you know, this is what an expansion in the euro area now looks like. Now, you could ask me, okay, do we care about all these names? Okay, so if this recession pause ends up being called an expansion, we have some reason, because indeed we are kind of muddling through for a long period of time and we see no sign of acceleration in economic activity, then we say, you know, this is now what an expansion in the euro area looks like with growth of less, let's say, 1% per year. And this is actually a reason to worry that something is going on that we have to think about as to developments in euro area. And that's actually the whole point, by the way, of dividing times between good and bad times and expansions and recessions. that we can compare expansions now to expansions in the past and say they are different. If we would, if we're not doing this dichotomous categorization, then we would not be able to do that. Again, if things turn bad, we will say this recession pause was really indeed a recession, and there is no reason to be very happy either about that. Okay, the only reason to be very happy would be if indeed economic activity accelerated substantially.
So are you just effectively just hedging your bets?
No, we are not hedging our bets. We are signaling that something is going on that is unusual. And actually, you know, this goes back to a question that many have raised, whether the Great Recession has durably harmed the growth prospects of, let's say, of Europe. The same question has been raised about the US, of course. Is there something that happened that harms the long-term prospects of the European economy? And that's a difficult question to answer. And so in the end, what this recession is, this recession pause that we are declaring is signaling, is that we are in kind of in between land. We do not know what the future obviously will bring, okay? But it could be that this meager growth is the new normal that we have to live with.
Philippe Weil, thanks ever so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you very much.